Coach, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us. First of all, let me start by congratulating you get to the state final.
Thank you very much.
First year at the helm, how has it been for you this year?
It's been quite a ride. I've enjoyed every second of it. Excuse me. And I would also say that it's been tough. You know, there's been a lot of ups and downs. You know, I'll give you a prime example. You know, Greenwich has prom this weekend, so we had calls coming up and down on Tuesday saying, could we move the time of the game, maybe even the day? It was a lot going on, but that's been kind of the theme the whole year. Just there's been something, an adversity or something to, an obstacle to overcome, and we've had to overcome it, and lo and behold, here we are.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, your squad this year, I think, has performed so great, you know, watching you guys. But I want to ask you about your three captains this year. How have those guys been, and how have they been in implementing a new system that you kind of brought in? Not so new, but, you know, your mentality to this team.
The three captains have been nothing but just the best leaders you could possibly ask for. I mean, the other captains in the future have a very tall hill to climb to reach these three. In the beginning of the year, the three captains, I had a conversation with them, and we were talking about the three attributes that they embody the best, and they were going to have to use those three amazing attributes to be the best captains they could be. Kellen Archibald, I basically said, you are absolutely one of the best people I've met, where you are just charismatic, kind, yep. You know, a good person. And what you're going to need to do is do that as a captain. So what he does is he kind of talks to people very much at an individual level. So he's going up to people saying, hey, if anyone's kind of looking down or not their normal selves, he's the guy who will go up to somebody and say, hey, is everything good? Everything okay? And then somebody who might be maybe upset with play time, maybe upset with the system or position, he is the person who usually goes to them and says, hey, what can I tell you? What can I talk to you about to help you feel like you're part of the team, or why we've made the decisions we have to, you know, do that. So he absolutely has flourished at that role. Troy has been absolutely the brains. I mean, the guy has one of the best grades in the school. I don't know if you guys know that, but he is a very, very smart individual. He is actually leading what we call like whiteboard work or film sessions. Mm-hmm. He's now leading them. And it's just wonderful to see, excuse me again, when we've gone into whiteboard works or film sessions, in the beginning, I would lead them. I would talk about it, stuff like that. But he has grown even so much more from where he was last year that now he can lead them. He has the language. He has the confidence to be able to talk to players, whether it's a group or an individual level, to say, hey, this is why we're doing what we're doing. Here's what the game plan is. And this is how we're going to execute it. He also is doing it on the field as well. So when there's a situation like a problem, he will see that problem, execute it, and solve it by talking to players, being like, hey, we see this happening, so we need to adjust and change there. And then Rossman is absolutely the fire. I mean, I call it the fire because he, you know, he sometimes the low burning ember when it's needed to be, and sometimes he's the raging fire that tends to be there. And he really brings the attitude. And as you can see, maybe from the semifinal, he really was amped up, ready to go. He knew that we had to be a little more of a tougher team, a little bit more of kind of a badass, if we were to say that. You know, I mean, sorry for my language, but he had to be that kind of guy, and he does it all the time. So he also helps everybody when things are down. He's rising everybody up to the challenge and saying, no, it's time to fight, time to go, time to be that person. And all three of them just excellent.
Yeah, and I think it's like, you know, it's a player-led team, right, that gets the results. We always talk about that, how those teams kind of seem to embody the coach, but they lead themselves, and it does that. Now, I remember being here the first game of the season against Pelham, right, that it was like a cold March day.
Yes, it was.
And right after the game, your defense had a tremendous performance. You mentioned about how you felt they were one of the best in the state, and that has proven to be true. What early on gave you that, you know, that vision that these guys are going to be as good as they are, getting the number one seed in the state and going to the final as a number one seed?
For defense, in all honesty, defense is, like, in my opinion, as a coach or as a player, when I was a player, the funny we say it, staple of being a really good team. Like, in especially the high school level, a lot of teams have to focus on offense because a lot of the players who are coming up, they don't have the youth program like we do in Westport or Greenwich does. So they have to start with these kids who at freshman year saying, hey, here's how you move the ball. Here's how you do it. Because in all honesty, who's going to want to play the sport if all you're doing is physical, hard defense? We're lucky and privileged, though, to have a youth program, PAL, to help bring these kids up and learn rugby at a young age. So then all of a sudden what we do is we say to ourselves, well, how are we going to stay in every single game no matter what? Defense.
Right.
And defense is, in my opinion, all about effort and execution. And those are things you don't need the skill of rugby for. You just need, is it in here? Do you have it here and here to really work? Are you tough enough to realize, hey, I'm going to go ahead and fight for every single, my brothers at every single yard we get? Or am I strong enough, strong-willed enough to keep going through pain and adversity? And defense just absolutely embodies all of that. So right away when I said that to you, that was like the very first thing, because when we had our interview, that was like our first practice.
Yeah.
And I really said to myself, I was like, if we don't have defense really down, we'll never make it to where we are today. And so we started off with defense, made sure that was our staple again, our big point where we put push across to the team. And now it's been absolutely shown that we probably have the best defense in the state.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. And now shifting to the semifinal. I mean, we just got through Trumbull, 54-17, I guess an offensive explosion on that game. I look at it, 54 points, a lot. At least, you know, it's a lot. But the team played so well. But in your point of view, what were the key elements to kind of, you know, winning that game? So I don't want to say easy, but, you know, so comfortably.
The preparations we've had and the ability for the teams to say, we bought in and we're going to grow from here. One of the things that we always say is we focus on our intent, not our outcome, or not on the results of things. So an outcome of something is not in our control. It's out of our control. You know, the weather, a person in front of you playing defense, the referee, anything could be part of that outcome. But if you focus on your intent, that's within all of your control. So we focus on what each player's intent was. It was funny enough, yesterday at practice, what we were seeing was a little bit of a lackadaisical practice. We had to remind them, hey, your intent is, you just made a mistake. Is your intent to fix it? And so that's what we're trying to tell the boys and push that along into their life or in college and what they're going to do in the future, trying to say, hey, if you're always going to focus on your outcome, you're going to be very disappointed and very struggling because you're not always going to be perfect. Right. You're going to go through tough times and adversity. But if you're focused on your intent, then when those tough times come, you rely on that intent saying, hey, I know what I'm here for. I know my purpose. I know what I'm trying to do. So we really focus on that. So putting that into the Trumbull game, they focused, as you saw before, there were a couple blocked kicks. They even scored on us first because they blocked two kicks back to back. No one got at each other. No one got mad. And TT, who is our fly half, who has become the most even-keeled person, no, doesn't rise too high, doesn't get too fall. So when everybody's really up, he tries to humble everyone, bring them down, and realize, hey, we could say the phrase 0-0.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Always think, no matter the score, 0-0, we want to act like that because that's how champions play. And if we're really low, he rises them back up and says, hey, we got to believe in ourselves. We got to focus on our intent. So after that try, we went back onto our morals, onto our home base, and we just said to each other constantly, hey, we've got this. Go back to the game plan and execute it. And then lo and behold, the offense came and you saw it. And you saw a lot of individual plays, but those individual plays came from everyone working as a team.
Yeah, and then, you know, you're talking individual. I want to point out Cody Goldman. He had quite a game, 3 tries. And if I remember correctly, it was at least two 40-yard runs that he broke. You know, I remember on that side over here going away. It was very exciting. Then he was a big part of another try over there, which you called kind of play of the year. Finn got that in, but that play was kind of, it had Eddie and had everyone on it. But talk about Cody's performance in that semifinal against Trumbull.
Finally, Cody became the man we finally knew he could always become. Cody has been one of the players we've seen have such potential talent. And you know what he is? He's so humble, almost to a fault. He's so, you know, puts his reserves on. As you could saw maybe in the other games, the previous, he would make a break, but then he always looked to pass, to give somebody, to give it somebody else, or to be that team player. And we've been telling our coaches, it's time for you to be the man who you're going to become. You need to, you know, he saw the stiff arms. Yeah. You need to stiff arm people. You need to be the beast you can become. And that was the game. I think that was his breakout game that finally gave him the confidence to say, I've got this. I can be the guy if I need to be. And I mean, he's just such a lovely individual. Yesterday, we actually took a couple of them out to see the field. We went to go see Southern's field just to show them how wide it is, the whole thing. And then you know, and talks on the drive with him there. He's just such a kind individual. You would never think he would hurt a fly. But then all of a sudden, that 80 minutes starts, and he is crushing people and hitting hard. And it's such a great combo to have, you know. I feel like he embodies what Staples Rugby, along with many, many other players, not just him. But that attitude of humility, kindness, and respect on and off the field, along with a strong, powerful, you know, attacking with the ball or defensive structure, is what we try to instill here at Staples.
Yeah, and I feel like that's something, at least, you know, from this year being around the sport of rugby, something that you guys do really well. You know, the meal after the game, there's a lot of things about it to me, you know, embody what exactly what you're saying. So, and that's really great to see. And now I want to shift gears a little bit to the final we have coming up tomorrow against Greenwich. We were there the first game, and, you know, I know it didn't go your way, but I remember vividly we were talking after the game in an interview, and you said, yeah, it didn't go away, but we saw things the first half that we were able to fix in the second half, right, for that game. So as you come in now into an opponent you already faced into this final, what do you expect this final to be like?
I expect it to be very different than the way we played them the first time. I do expect us to come out with the victory. Greenwich is a great team, great program, have the utmost respect for them. When I played at Fairfield Prep, we went and played them in the state championship as well multiple times. And it's been a sort of a rivalry no matter where I go, whether it's Prep has the rivalry with them or Staples, everyone, it's the standard. They really have done it. They've represented Connecticut very, very well. And, you know, we have the utmost respect for their coaches, their players, and their program due to the fact that they are such a good team. With that being said, I, not to diss them in any way, I feel as if watching them, there's a lot of individual amazing athletes, maybe even some better athletes than we have, but we play as a team. And I believe that our team will be able to outperform their individual play. And so that's what we're focusing on, is 15 as one on the field, 23 as one as together when we go on the bus to the field and after the game.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait, right? Tomorrow we're going to be there. It's going to be fantastic. And then now, you know, final question is, you know, now as you see this, by the way, it went really fast this season, didn't it?
Oh, my God, yeah.
And then as you look at it back, like your first year as a head coach, anything that surprised you in good or bad way or different that you didn't expect it to be like this year?
I would say how well the team bought in to the identity and listened to us as coaches and really, because I mean, you can easily just say, who the hell is this guy? What does he know? You can easily say that, you know, moving forward. But at the same time, these guys really believed in us. You know, the real first test with Pelham and Pelham, you know, we did a great job playing defense, but we didn't have very much offense. So we did win that game, but we squeaked by it. There could have been easily the other way. Yeah. And then, and Pelham's a great team. If you look at their record and who they've surprised a lot of teams. And then we played Greenwich and, you know, we lost pretty handedly. With that, they didn't fold at all or doubt themselves. They rose to the occasion. And part of me was expecting they would rise to the occasion, but to the level they did and to take the ownership of the team and to listen to us coaches as well and embody our image and our, what we would want them to become. I mean, I couldn't have asked for just easy job, but such a smooth from the player's perspective, how well I can just trust them. Like at practice today, when we have it today, they're the ones who are going to drive it. We go over this thing called a menu. We make a menu of what we're going to do for our game tomorrow, and that's what today is. Go over the menu, we give up situations, and it's really them. So we just say the situation, what's the time, where are we on the field, and what's the score, and we see how they do. And we have the utmost belief that they're going to perform and outperform any team they play because they are the drivers. They do the work. They're the ones who are going to do it. They're not looking to us. They're looking to each other, and they each have each other's back. So I would say, in all honesty, the thing that surprised me and made me, I guess, happy the most is the fact that they've bought into the culture.
And that's amazing. Listen, it's shown, right? The results speak for itself. Coach, and again, congratulations on getting as far as the state final.
Thank you.
We can't wait to see it tomorrow, and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks for a few minutes.
Thank you.